Pacific communities with negative perceptions of autism are being called upon to rethink their views and the language that describes people on the spectrum. A Samoan husband and wife duo who lead a Wellington-based Pasifika autism support group called Passage are helping to raise awareness this April for Autism Appreciation Month. Autism is a spectrum and lifelong neurodevelopmental condition affecting how people perceive the world, think, behave, and communicate with others. Alicia Foon spoke with autism advocate Daniel Filemoni, who says their Pasifika-led group has been a vehicle for change when it comes to autism.
Autism month is every month for us, literally day by day. When we started off in the journey, when our son was diagnosed post-COVID, we were looking for spaces that were quite personable to us, you know, around being Samoan Pacific. And my wife already done her research, and she connected us through to a Passage group that was already established and started here in Wellington. It's been a blessing being a father to an autistic child, my son. And the reason being is because being a minister's son, raised up the traditional way through the Methodist Church, I was actually quite fixed in my mindset around, you know, how to do things culturally as well. So what my son has done is sort of opened my mindset and my heart into just different ways of looking at things. I used to be the guy, you know, oh, look at that naughty kid. You know, I used to be black and white, but now I'm quite colourful. You know, I'm always like, oh, you know, there's something happening here that we don't understand. And I never would have had that mindset if my son was a diagnosed. So I'm actually grateful. With our journey, it's not a 9-to-5 or a 9-to-3, it's a 24/7. And the more we're open about that and, you know, in a traditional Samoan family, the more we've been able to encourage other Pacific families or just any family that you have to find the recipe for you. Being Samoan, first and foremost, the term for autism is not a term I would like to use or that the Samoans like to use, you know, in terms of their language. You know, translating what autism is in the Samoan language is not a positive language or word. And that's only because there still needs to be work done around what that looks like in the Samoan community. I'll give you an example. So Taki Watanga, that's a beautiful word, you know, used in Te Reo Way. And we tend to use that a lot in our spaces. Yes, it's not Pacific, and that's okay. But, you know, it is Te Reo Māori, and they've captured the essence and beauty of what being an autistic person or being an advocate for an autistic person, people's family. That's where I want to head to for Pacific, finding a word that captures in a positive light. So if we're thinking about changing Pacific terminology for autism, that's a massive, massive work plan or work program. And you know what? If people are listening to this, I challenge those organizations to get that started, and I'll be more than happy to assist and provide, you know, my 5 senses and as a proud autistic father, and got my wife as well. And then, you know, we'll be able to connect communities, bring them together, bring families together, and then just talk and speak about autism and what that is for people. And obviously everything's done through, you know, the families, the Pacific families, the churches, the communities, and how do we get them on the journey? So it's about not leaving anyone behind when that kōrero, when that talanoa starts. But before we even get to that, we need to identify which are the agencies, which are the groups that we need on that table first and foremost. So, yeah, that's massive, eh?
And when you go back home to Samoa and you've just come back from a trip, how do you go about creating awareness within Pacific Islands when you do visit?
I think for us it's about being proud, first and foremost, you know, of the journey. You know, we don't shy away from what this looks like for our family, so we're quite open. Because we've just arrived back from the islands, you know, here in New Zealand, we're great around, you know, their awareness of this disability. They had a green card for us, and it said invisible disability, and they identified to their workers that, you know, my son was on a spectrum. And what that did was allow my son to be him. And what that also did was build the awareness around the people that we were traveling that, you know, my son's on the spectrum. Not that he was getting any special treatment, but he was just getting a different treatment. You know, he's got sensory needs to sound, sensory needs to light and all that stuff. So, you know, I was really proud of how those different agencies or those experiences impacted our journey to Samoa with our family. And then, you know, getting to Samoa, because we haven't got a word to identify or a positive word that we like, in the Samoan language, we just continue to use autism and autistic. And then we explain in the Samoan language what that is for us, because it's different. It's different. The spectrum is broad. It's massive. To me, that's the richness of what capability looks like, of what capacity looks like. And was it from a cultural lens? Because the talanoa around being an autistic person or what autism is in the Samoan language, it's beautiful. So we talk about connectedness, talk about collaboration in the Samoan language, and it takes it away from what the actual meaning is in Samoan. He doesn't have autism, he is autistic. And the more we get used to that language, the more our people understand. And the way that we explained it to our Samoan families is that, I would never say that you have Samoan, you are Samoan. It's the same for our son. He is autistic and he is Samoan. So, it's things like that. And I think once they understood that, it was like a light bulb moment. And for me, that was like, oh man, maybe we need to be in the islands a bit more. Started at the grassroots and then make our way over to New Zealand and see what we can do. But man, if agencies or if providers, if community groups are wanting to connect and come together to work together around what autism is or what the spectrum is, I'll tell you what, my wife and I will be there. Support in whatever capacity. And the beauty of that is that it's already got that collaboration.